Today's daf is Zvachim Daf Samach Tes. We left off in Daf Samach Ches on the Beis. I think today's shir is still sponsored by Henry Olinsky, the Zeichen Nishmas Rebbetzin Weiss. I'm not sure exactly when the Shloshim is, but either way, the Neshama should continue to have an Aliyah, and the Zechus for learning should help the Neshama continue to have an Aliyah. So we're holding on Daf Samach Ches on the Beis, and the Gemara, we were in the middle of discussing a machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, whether an oaf becomes an avela when a zar does the malika. We've discussed different cases where if something went wrong with the oaf, is it an avela or is it not an avela? So this was a machlokas amorayim. If a non-kohen does the malika, does that mean that now the bird is going to be an avela? So we're going to start today with three rayas back and forth in terms of who's correct in that machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Then the Gemara is going to discuss why a kemitza, when it comes to a karb mincha, kemitza done by a zar, we would say that I'm also teri, that if you put it on the mizbech, it's got to come down because it's totally bad. But a malika done by a zar, I'm also lo teri. If a zar did a malika on an oaf and then the oaf went on the mizbech, you leave it on the mizbech. Why there would be a difference between the two? And then the Gemara is going to discuss in general tuma bebeis habliya for malika on karbonos that are pasul anyway. So do you assume that the bird becomes a nevela? And then the Gemara is going to formulate and explain a rule that a bird is only metame bebeis habliya when it's shava bifnim kibachutz, when it's equal on the inside of the azara and the outside of the azara. What does that mean exactly? What is the application of that rule? So the Gemara is going to discuss that. And then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph, going over to Amud Beis, will discuss whether a bird that is a treifa becomes a nevela with malika, meaning if the bird is anyway a treifa, it's anyway not kosher, so does malika turn it into a nevela, or does even shchita, for example, turn it into a nevela? Because after all, it's not being matir the bird. The bird's a treifa anyhow. And the Gemara on Amud Beis is going to first quote this. There are going to be three different shitas on that in the Mishnah. The Gemara is going to first explore the source for shitas Rav Meir that a malika of a bird that's a treifa is not metame bebeis habliya. It does not turn it into a nevela. And then a source for shitas Rav Yehuda that shchita and the malika of a bird that's a treifa is metame beves habliya. If the bird's a treifa, then its shchita or its malika is not going to take away the nevela status. It's as if it just dropped dead. And if a bird drops dead, it is going to be metame beves habliya. So let's begin now. We are at Tanan, about five lines before the lines get wide, on Daf Samach Chesam and Beis. So we're going to discuss this machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. If a non-kohen does malika, how that affects the tumah of the bird. So says the Gemara Tanan. Our Mishnah had said, "Kala psulin shemalku malikasan psula." Any pasul who does the malika is going to be pasul, but it's not metame bebeis habliya. The Mishnah said, when a pasul does the malika, it does not turn the bird into a nevela. So the Gemara says, "Well, bishlam of Rabbi Yochanan, kol asu yizar." According to Rabbi Yochanan, I understand why you say kol hapsulin, that it's not going to be a nevela, because Rabbi Yochanan holds that a zar who does the malika, the bird will not be a nevela. So the word kol must be including even a zar. El Rav, kol lasuyemai. But according to Rav, what is kol coming to include? Meaning, what kind of psulin, when they do the malika, will it not become a nevela? So says Gemara, very simple. Lasuye, small velayla. It means that if you do it in a pasul way, you do the malika, a kohen does the malika with his left hand, a kohen does the malika at night. So in those cases, the bird is not going to be a nevela. But if a zar does the malika, that will be a nevela. Says Gemara, Kol can't be talking about small velayla. Small velayla behedya katani. It says small and layla explicitly in the Mishnah. So it can't be coming to include small and layla with the word kol. Says Gemara, sure can. Tani v'hadr mefarish. Sometimes you have a rule and then you explain what the rule is talking about. So kol hapsulin, shemalka milikasim psula, but it's not metayim beis habliya. What are these kol hapsulin that the malika is going to be possible? possible, but not time based abliya. Small and laila, the Mishnah spells it out. So Tashma, the Gemara says, we'll bring another raya against Rav. Our Mishnah went on to say, Zehaklav, you want to know what kind of Malika Psula will be Matamya Bebes Abliya, will make the bird into a novella, and what kind will not be Matamya Bebes Abliya, will not make the bird into a novella? Here's the rule. Kol Shaya Psula Bekodesh. Anytime the bird itself was kosher, but one of the avodos was pasul, it was the way you treated it that was pasul, Eino mitame begadim abes habliya. The bird is not going to become a nevela. Well, Bishlam al Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that a malikas zar is not mitame abes habliya. I understand what this call, what this rule is about. Call asuy zar, that it's coming to include a zar who does the malika, where there was nothing wrong with the bird. There was just something wrong with the way that you treated the bird by having a zar do the malika. Good, so that's going to not be mitame abes habliya. Elo l'rav l'asuyemai. But according to Rav, that if a Zar does the Malika, it's going to be a Nevela. So what is this Kol Shehaya Psula B'Kodesh coming to include? We don't find anything else that's Psula B'Kodesh other than what's mentioned, that's not Matayim Beis Abliya, other than what's actually mentioned in the Mishnah. Because according to Rav, when a Zar does it, it is Matame Beis Abliya. So V'Tameich says the Gemara on the Kasha, according to you, that you explained the ratio according to Rabbi Yochanan and the Seifa that says, so then when the Seifa goes on to say that the rule is that called Shalohay Psula B'Kodesh, anything that is an inherent problem in the animal, that's not just a psul in the way that we treated the animal, L'suyemai, what case is that coming to be Marbe? How are you going to explain the Seifa? So Ella, obviously you have to say that the kol in the Seifa includes something else, and therefore you're going to say the kol in the ratio also might include a zarus as follows. Reisha lasuye shchitas kachim b'fnim. The reisha is coming to include shchitas kachim b'fnim. If you shecht an oaf of kachim in the azara, when you shecht kachim in the azara, when you kill kachim in the azara, it's not supposed to be shchita by an oaf. It's supposed to be malika. If you shecht an oaf of kachim in the azara, so you didn't do malika at all, and if you put it on the mizbeach, it's yere, the whole thing is pasul, but it's still not metame bebeis habliya, because he did a shchita, so it's not going to become an avail, it's not going to be metame bebeis habliya, and then seifa, lasuyim, malika skul in bachutz, and the seifa is coming to include a malika of an oaf of chulin outside, meaning the rule is that when you have an oaf of kachim in the azara, you're supposed to do malika. You have an oaf of chulin outside of the azara, you're supposed to do shchita. The kol in the resh and the sefer is saying, what if you reverse them? What if you do a malika bachutz, a shchita bifnim? So it's coming to tell me that in both of those cases, while it's terrible and it's possible and it's an avera, it's not metame bebeis habliya. It does not turn it into that in the first case it's not metame beis habliya, in the shchita bifnim it's not metame beis habliya, in the malika bachutz the malika is worthless and it's not and the bird is metame beis habliya. That's what the call is coming to include in the seifa. So now the Gemara brings a raya for Rabbi Yochanan from a brisa. Tanya kavased Rabbi Yochanan. Malaka zar, malaka pasul. Let's say a zar, or let's say a balmum, or something like that, does a malika. Hapigul v'anosar v'atame. Or, for example, let's say you have a bird that is pigul, nosar, or tame, ain metamin bebeis habliya. In any of those five cases, there is no tumas beis habliya. The bird does not become a nevela. Why? So in the case where a zar does the malika or a balmum does the malika, it's not metame because it's they're kasher b'shchita, and a zar is kasher even by a bama. So pigul by an oaf is not going to be. So that's why it's not going to be metame beis habliya when it's a zar or a pasul. But when it comes to pigul by an oaf is not metame because the avodos of a karban are considered avodos in order to be mashlim pigul. Because in order for something to be pigul, you need karban a matir k'mitzvah, so everything else has to be done right by it. So if the bird is pigle, the malika is still valuable because it enables the bird to become pigle. Every other avoda that is done with the karban enables the pigle to take effect. And no certain tameh by an oaf are not metameh because those are problems that only come later. You did a malika, everything was going normal, everything was going right, and then it became tameh. Then you left it over beyond its zman, so it became noser. So that's not going to retroactively make the carcass into a nevela because everything went right at the outset. So the Gemara says, okay, Am Rabbi Yitzchak, Shamati Shtayim, Achas, now new comment. Shamati Shtayim, he says, I heard two different halachos about psulim that are put on the mizbeach. Achas kmitza zar, v'achas malika zar. One about a korban mincha, that if a zar does the kmitza and it goes up on the mizbeach, the other about a korban oaf, that a zar does the malika and it goes on the mizbeach. Achas teired, achas lo teired. And I heard that in one of these cases, you need to pull it off of the mizbeach. It has to be teired. And in the other case, lo teired. You don't pull it off of the mizbeach. Problem is v'loyadana. I don't know which one comes off the mizbeach, which one stays on. I know that a zar is not allowed to do either of these things, a kmitza or a malika. But in one of the cases, you put it on the mizbeach, you got to take it off. In the other one, you put it on the mizbeach, you leave it there. I don't know which one. Amar chizkiya mistavra kmitza teired, malika lo teired. Most mistaver that if a zar does the kmitza of the karban mincha and it goes up on the mizbeach, you got to get it down. Malika, leave it there. It doesn't have to come down. So maishna malika. Why is a malika done by a zar that it's not going to come down? Diyeshna babama. It must be because the malika done by a zar has some sort of hechsher because you see that a zar could do malika by a bama. So that's why it's kosher enough that if it's there, we're going to leave it there. Because if it had been by Obama, you'd be allowed to do a malika. Well, guess what? Kmitza nam yeshna babama. If a zar does kmitza by Obama, it also would be kosher. It also would be, there's no din kuhuna by Obama at all. So it would also be okay. So that doesn't explain why we would distinguish between malika and kmitza. V'chitema ein mincha babama. Maybe you're going to tell me, no, there's no such thing as a zar doing kmitza by Obama because there's no karban mincha on Obama. Yeah, if you're going to tell me that, then I'll tell you, whoever holds that there's no mincha by Obama and therefore there's no kmitza by Obama also holds ein ofos nami babama, that there's also no malika by Obama because there are no birds that are brought on Obama. Meaning either you hold that behema and of and mincha is brought by Obama, or you hold only behemoth brought on Obama, but not mincha and not of. Mincha and of go together. Why? Dam Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes is the one that pointed this out, that l'divrei ha'omer yesh mincha babama, yesh ofos babama. The shita that holds that there is mincha babama, holds that there are ofos babama. L'divrei ha'omer ein mincha, the one that holds that there's no carbon mincha brought on Obama, ein ofos, there's also no ofos by Obama. My taima, why is it that Ofos and Menachos would not be brought on Obama? Because the Torah says, Zvachim velo Menachos. Zvachim velo Ofos. The Torah says by Obama that when Moshe Rabbeinu built by Har Sinai, it says, Veishlachas nare b'nei Yisrael vayalu olos vayizbuchu Zvachim shlamim la'ashem parim. So we darshin, Zvachim is an exclusionary term. Zvachim certainly does not include a mincha, nor does it include an oath. So that's how we know that at least according to that shita, that neither a mincha nor an oaf is brought in Obama. So we're still back to our kasha. Why would we be mechalik between kmitza and malika done by a zar, where it's up on the mizbeach, where we say when the malika is up on the mizbeach, so it's lo terid, leave it there. But the kmitza that's up on the mizbeach, you have to pull it down. Why would there be a difference between the two? Ella ema ein kiddush b'kli sharis ba mincha ba bama. So the Gemara says malika lo terid is because it's kosher by a bama. We're following the shita that both of these things can be brought on a bama. The fact that kmitza mitzvahs teired, it's not because there's no mincha by Obama. It's true, there's a mincha by Obama as well. But what you have to say is the fact that kmitza is teired, that if kmitza was put on the mizbech, if kmitza was done by a zar and then put on the mizbech, you got to get it off of the mizbech, that's because there's ein kiddush b'kli sharis by mincha by Obama. You can't derive from the fact that a zar can do it by Obama that memela it's kosher enough to leave on the mizbech in the Beis HaMikdash. Because what is a zar doing by Obama? There's no kiddush of the carbon mincha b'kli sharis in Obama. So what the zar is doing is something that's less kodesh. It's an entirely different thing when you're doing a carbon mincha in the Beis HaMikdash, where you're makadesh the mincha in a kli sharis. See, a bird or an animal never has kiddush b'kli sharis. It's never placed in a kli sharis. It's an animal that becomes kodesh because you declare it to be kodesh. So by a bird or an animal, you parallel in some sense of what happens by Obama to what happens in the Mikdash. But by carbon mincha, where there's kiddush b'kli sharis in the Mikdash, there's no kiddush b'kli sharis outside of the Mikdash. So yeah, a zar can do it by Obama, but he's not doing that much. Whereas in the Mikdash, it's an entirely different thing. It has a much, much more heightened sense of kedusha, and therefore a zar cannot do it. And if he brings it up on the mizbech, it's going to have to be teirid. It's going to have to be brought down from the mizbech. Now, we mentioned before that the limud for the shita that holds that there is neither a korban mincha nor a korban ofos on Obama is from the word zvachim, that zvachim excludes both mincha and ofos. The mitzvah eisan in the back of the Gemara, as well as the Mikdash David, point out that the Bama Sinai was a Bama Sbnei Noach because it was before Hakamas HaMishkan, and by Bama Sbnei Noach you could bring anything. We're going to have a brisa later on that before the Mishkan was built, behem, machay, va'ov, anything could be brought. So how can you exclude menachos va'ofos from a pasuk that describes the bama of Moshe Rabbeinu Bahar Sinai, which was before the status of a bama Yisrael? So the mitzvah Eisan says that you know what, that brisa that describes that by a bama Bnei Noach they could bring anything is assuming like the shita that there's yesh mincha va'ofos b'bama. But maybe if you hold ein mincha va'ofos Bamas Bnei Noach also can't have these things. The Chemdas Daniel suggests that Rashi must assume that Bamas Sinai does not have a din of Bamas Bnei Noach. It has a din of Bamas Yisrael, even as far as Avodas Kohanim is concerned. Okay, so let's see weiter now. Says the Gemara, we had said in the Mishnah, Malak B'smol O B'layla, that if you do Malika Kohen, does the Malika, but he does it with his left hand, or he does it at night, so the bird does not become a nevela, it's not metame bebeis habliya. So the Gemara is going to explain the source for the idea that an oaf that has a malika and becomes pasul is not metame bebeis habliya. Tanur Rabbanan, we have a brice that says as follows, yachol te malika shilifnim metame begadim bebeis habliya. You might think that a bird that has had malika in the azara is going to become a nevela and be metame bebeis habliya, just like any nevela sof tah. Tavalomer, that's why the pasuk says nevela. The context of the pasuk I'm quoting is b'chol nefesh asher tochal nevela utreifa bezach. It talks about eating a nevela, so it's talking about eating a nevela of a kosher bird, because nevelas behema is only metami b'magal b'masa, but it's not metami v'achila. And this pasuk I'm quoting is talking about b'chol nefesh asher tochal nevela, that somehow by eating nevela you become tamei. The only type of nevela that you become tamei from eating is a nevelas oaf. So the pasuk is teaching me that a nevelas oaf tahar will be metame you simply by eating it. The fact that it says nevela, we're coming to be, it tells me that if it had a malika and it became pasul, it is not tamei. So says Gemara, what do you mean? How do you know that an oaf that had a malika and then became a pasul is not tamei? Hanami nevelihi, an oaf that's pasul that had a malika is also nevela, because it's not permitted. Only an oaf that's done that had a malika that's done that's kosher, that everything is good, only that is not a nevela. Only that is okay. So how do you know that an oaf shenifsal that has a malika that it's not going to be a nevela? Ella tamalomar trefa. No, we have to be misak in the brisa. It's not from the word nevela, it's from the word trefa. The pasuk is teaching me that only a nevela that's like a trefa is mitame, but a nevela that's not like a trefa is not mitame in the following sense. Ma trefa she'in materesis iser. Just like trefa, the trefos is not matir the iser, meaning there's no iser that becomes mutter when the animal becomes a trefa. You don't say, oh, now it's a trefa, now we don't have to worry about X. There's nothing that you no longer have to worry about now that it's a trefa. So af kol, so too, any nevelas of tars, metayim besabliya, only she'in materes as a iser, when no iser became mutter through it becoming a nevela. Ah, but what if you did a malika on the animal? Were you matir any iser? Absolutely. Yatsa malika, shehi lefnim, holvi materes as a iser. Malika done in the azara, even if it's a pasul of karban, is matir and iser. How's it matir and iser? Because we just discussed, what if you do a malika, but it's pasul, you did it wrong, it was azara, it was small, it was, and then you threw it up on the mizbeach. Lo terid, you leave it on the mizbeach. So it was matir the iser, it was matir the iser of the mizbeach in a certain sense, at least in the b'di'eved sense. So ein metame begadim abes ablia, and therefore it's not going to be metame begadim abes ablia, because a form of nevela that's matir and iser is not going to have the status of tumas nevela. Hevi hamolik. Let's say the person who does the malika brings an of kachem bachutz, where the malika doesn't do anything bachutz, and if it's a ma'ala yeru, because the malika can only be in the azara, umolik chulin, or he does malika of chulin, bein mi b'fnim, bein mi bachutz, inside the azara, outside the azara, either way, on chulin, malika is a zero, doesn't do anything, a malika is only a din by kachin. Hol vein matir nes iser. In those cases, malika is not matir any iser. You do malika on chulin, there's nothing that you're now allowed to do with the animal that you previously were not allowed to do with the bird. You do a malika on kachim outside of the azara, there's nothing that you're now allowed to do with the bird that you previously couldn't. So in those cases, yeah, it becomes a nevela, becomes tame like a nevela. Metam begadim abes abliya. It's metam begadim abes abliya. That's what we learn from the equation between trefa and nevela. That just like trefa is by definition something that's not matir and yisr, the only type of nevela that's going to be metame begadim abes ablia, that's going to become have the status of nevela softar, that's metame person from eating it, is a nevela that when it became a nevela you were not matir anything. That's how it would be. So tani idach, the Gemara brings another brisa that teaches other dinim of tumas beis ablia. We have another brisa, yachol te shchitas chulin lifnim v'kadshim bein mifnim bein nibachutz mitama beis ablia. So you might think, what if I shecht a bird in the azara, a chulin bird in the azara? So you're supposed to shechit a chulin, but you're not supposed to do it in the azara. Or I shecht a kachim bird, which I'm not supposed to do. I'm supposed to malika on a kachim bird, but I shecht the kachim bird wherever, in the azara, outside of the azara. So you might think that it now becomes an nevela, even though I did a shechita on it, because it's possible. An ov chulin that shechted in the azara is possible. An ov kachim that shechted anywhere is possible. So you might think it becomes a nevela to be matam beis ablia tamalomar. That's why the pasuk says nevela, and we dash from that pasuk, from the fact that it says nevela, that we're matir an ov chulin that's shechted in the azara, or an ov kachim that's shechted anywhere, that even though they're pasul, but they're not a nevela. Shechita by definition means that it's not a nevela. You did a shechita on it. Nevela is an animal that dies without the benefit of shechita. So the whole discussion of nevela is only going to begin when you did a malika and there was a problem. It's not a kasher karban. But if you did a shechita, then it's not a nevela at all. Of course, it's not going to be metame bebeis ablia. So the Gemara says, wait a second, before we continue with this brisa, hanami nevelahi. What do you mean? An oaf that becomes, how do we know that an oaf, chulin, or kachim, that's shechted inappropriately is not metame? Isn't it also a nevela? Meaning, we only allow an oaf that's shechted or nimlak properly, not an oaf that's shechted shalokadin, an oaf chulin that's shechted in the azara, an oaf kachim that's shechted anywhere. Why isn't that a nevela? Ella tamalomar trefa. No, it's from the word trefa that the pasuk is not clearly not coming to tell me about a trefa itself, that a trefa is metayim beis abliyah, because that's just not true. Nevela is metayim beis abliyah. Why does that pasuk include the word trefa to tell me? Ma trefa shava. Here's the formulation of the rule. We're going to have to see what this rule means. Ma trefa shava bifnim kibachutz. Just like a trefa is the same iser in the azara as it is outside of the azara, whether the trefa happened in the azara or outside of the azara, it's aser. Afkol, so too, nevelas of tar is only metame when it's shavels bifnim kibachutz, when it's the same in and out. Yatza shchitas chulin bifnim, v'kachim bein bifnim, bein mibachutz, hol v'loshavu bifnim mibachutz. If you shecht a chulin animal in the azara, or you shecht a kachim animal anywhere, it's not shave bifnim kibachutz. We have to see what that means, but because it's not shave bifnim kibachutz, it's ein metam gadim abes abliya. It doesn't become a nevela. The only way an animal is going to become a nevela is where it was shave bifnim kibachutz. Shchita of a bird, whether it be a chulin bird in the azara or a kachim bird anywhere, is not shave bifnim kibachutz. It says, well, bishlam chulin lo shave bifnim kibachutz. I understand very well. Shechting a chulin bird in the azara is not the same as shechting a chulin bird outside of the azara. That's obvious, right? Shechting a chulin bird outside of the azara, that's what we do all the time when we eat chicken for dinner, right? We shecht chulin birds outside of the azara. That's perfectly good and fine. Shechting a chulin bird in the azara is an iser d'oraisa. That is not shava bifnim kibachutz. I get then why shechting a chulin bird in the azara is not going to be a nevela. Elakachim idividi psulinu. In what way is shechting kachim bifnim, a kachim bird bifnim, any different than shechting a kachim bird bachutz? A kachim bird bifnim is supposed to be killed, but through malika, not through shechita. And a kachim bird should never be killed bachutz, not through malika or shechita. So in what way is there a difference? So Amar Rava, Rava explains the idea that an of kachim, the shechter bachutz, is not matam beis ablia, is not because of what the Brisa said. It's a svara. Im ho'ilu lo shechitas chutz l'chayv v'kareis. If shchitas chutz liazara is enough to be mechayev kares because you shechted kachim bachutz, right? That's a pasuk in the Torah that if you shecht kachim bachutz, you're chayev kares. Lo toi lo letara midei nevela. So don't you think that shchita is going to be a significant enough shchita that it at least makes the bird not a nevela? So Ashkechan pnim, Ashkechan chutz rather, we find that such a svara to be metahir, a bird that you shechted b'chutz, but pnim minalan, an ov kachim that you shechted b'fnim, how do I know that that's also not metame b'beis abliya? So the Gemara says, hol lo shavu b'fnim k'b'chutz, because if it would be metame b'beis abliya, then it wouldn't be shavu b'fnim k'b'chutz, meaning it's mistaver that a shechita that's done b'chutz on a kachim bird is not metame beis abliya, because that shechita is a significant enough act that you have kares for it, that it's really called the shechitas chutz. So it's not going to turn it into a nevela, it's a real shechita. So if we were to say that a shechita bifnim does make it a nevela, then it wouldn't be shava bifnim kabachutz. And it's got to be shava bifnim kabachutz. So the Gemara explains, why don't we say that in order to be matar, why don't we say this in order to be matar of kachim that are nimlak bachutz, ihachi? If that's true, that legabe tumas beis habliya, that you need chutz and pnim to be the same, malak kachim b'chutz nami lo. If you do malika of kachim outside of the mikdash, it should also not be tamei to lo shavu b'fnim kabachutz. Because what happens if you do malika on kachim in the mikdash? Great, we give you a pat on the back, you did your mitzvah. You do malika outside of the mikdash, and all of a sudden now it becomes a nevela. I thought a bird can only become a nevela when it's shave bifnim kibachutz. So malika done outside should not become a nevela. So Amar Rav Simi Bar Ashi, done in davar shelo b'hechsheru midavar shelo b'hechsheru, vein done in davar shelo b'hechsheru midavar shebe'hechsheru. No, shave bifnim kibachutz is if there's a problem both bifnim and bachutz. That's where you have this rule of shave bifnim kibachutz. But malika of kachim bifnim is be'echshero. That's what you're supposed to do. So you can't say, oh, it's different than malika of kachim b'chutz. Of course it is, because malika of kachim b'chutz is an aveira. It's what you're not supposed to do. It was dafka by shchita of kachim where we could start talking about shava bifnim k'b'chutz, because shchita of kachim is not allowed bifnim and it's not allowed b'chutz. So that's where we could start talking about this. So we can't learn, if that's the case now, by the way, Rashi and Tosfos both point out, we're going to run into trouble about shechitas chulin b'chutz, right? What was and shechitas chulin b'fnim, right? We said that if you shecht chulin b'fnim, it does not become a nevela. Why? Because shechitas chulin b'chutz does not become a nevela. But wait, shechitas chulin b'chutz is davar be'echshero. You're supposed to shecht chulin b'chutz. Now that we've changed the rule a little bit, and we say that this whole shavu b'fnim k'b'chutz doesn't work if one side of it is be'echshero, so now we're, our initial assumption that, yeah, I get the shavu b'fnim k'b'chutz thing when it comes to shechitas chulin b'fnim, because it has to be shavu l'b'chutz, and when you do shechitas chulin b'chutz, it's not an avela, so shechitas chulin b'fnim is also not an avela. No, I no longer get that, because you can't compare the two. Shechitas chulin b'chutz is absolutely kosher. Shechitas chulin b'fnim is pasul. So that's something that the Rishonim deal with. They say that the enochinami and the idea that there is no tumah when you have shechitas chulin b'fnim is from a kal v'chomer of shechitas kodshim b'fnim. That shechitas kodshim b'fnim is the halach is supposed to be b'malika, and still the shechita is not metame. So chulin b'fnim, where miyakra didn't chulin is supposed to have a shechita, for sure it's not going to be metame. But enochinami, it's not from the sekish of b'fnim kibach. So says Gemara, but wait, is this rule that we just formulated, that you can't learn davar be'echshero from davar shelo be'echshero, or vice versa, hello? Can you not learn davar shelo be'echshero from davar shelo be'echshero? V'atanya, but we have a braisa, minayin le'yotzei, shim olo lo yerid. How do I know that if you take the emurim of the carbon outside of the azara, that... And so they became pasul, and then you bring them up in the mizbech. Lo yered, you don't bring them down. Sharei yotze kasher babama, because that which is yotze is kasher babama. That there's no psul yotze obviously by a bama. So if it's kasher by a bama, we see that the psul yotze is a psul kal. That it's not such a serious psul, and therefore if it's all on the mizbech, you can leave it on the mizbech. So wait a second, we're learning from a bama. By a bama, yotze is hech. That's how it's supposed to be done by a bama. So aren't we learning that which is davar shelo bechshero from davar bechshero? That how do I know psul yotze stays up on the mizbech and is lo yerid? Oh, because yotze works by a bama. Yeah, it works by a bama. It's kosher by a bama. So tana azos torah sa'ol riba samachlei. You know what? The tana of our brisa is really not relying on this bifnim kibachutz. He has a whole different limud. It's from a pasuk zos torah sa'ola that the Torah gives torah achas l'kol ha'olam. That's what he's really relying on. That all in the Torah are the same. That they're lo yerdu, even if they're apostle. And Zos tells me that it's not true by all of them. So we're mechalik in the following way. That any psul that happens after shechita, like a psul yotze, that it's already kodesh and then it became pasul, or it became pasul bishchita, but there's a heter b'makom acher im olo lo yered. The Tana only brings it as smach bialma, but we don't learn davar shebechshero midavar shelo bechshero. The idea of learning from a bama is only a smach; it's not really the limud. Okay, new Mishnah now. The Mishnah now is going to bring a machlokas. What if you have an ov kachim that you do malika on like you're supposed to, then you open up the bird and you find out that it's a trefa. So do we assume, oh, it's a trefa, so that means that my malika was not machshirit because it's a trefa. So if my malika wasn't machshirit, then maybe it's like a nevela. It's like a kilo, I bopped it over the head and killed it because the malika didn't do what it was supposed to do. So malak v'nimtzeis trefa. Three-way machlokas. First, Rameir Omer, Eino Matam Vesavli. Rameir says, no, it's not a nevela. You did a malika on the oak like you were supposed to. It just turned out to be a trefa. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, metame. Rabbi Yehuda says, it will be tame like a nevela. So Amar Rameir will say, why do I hold that malak v'nimtzeis trefa, it's not a nevela? Kal v'chomer. Im nivlas behema, shematama b'magal masa. By a nevela v'behema, which is so chomer, that it's even metame if you touch it or if you carry it, and yet, shchitas mitaris trefas mitumasa, what if you shecht a behema, and the behema turns out to be a trefa? Is it also a nevela? Absolutely not. It's a trefa, you can't eat it, but it's not a nevela. It doesn't have the halachic status of tumah that a nevela would have. So nivlas ha'ov, So the lighter form of nevela by a bird nevela is not going to be metame, but mago b'masa. So when you do the shchita of a bird, let's assume a chulin bird, and then you find out that it's a trefa, you shech the chicken, and you find out that it's a trefa, it should not be a nevela. So if that's the case, that by shchita of a bird that turns out to be a trefa, it's not a nevela, we then take one step further. We make a binyanah. Mematzina b'shchita, so shimach sharta la'achila, metar shrefasa mutumaso, whatever shchita does on chulin, malika should be able to do on kachin. So if you shecht chulin like we do all the time and we find the bird to be a trefa, it's not a nevela. When you do a malika on kachin and you find it to be a trefa, it also should not be a nevela. So that's Reb Meir's compelling argument, that from shchita of a behema that turns out to be a trefa, we can learn to shchita of a bird. From shchita of a bird, we learn to malika of a kachin bird. Reb Yehuda disagrees, and he does not darshan the Kal V'Chomer, nor does he darshan the Mematzinu. He holds that an oaf that's trefa, the shchita does not help, the malika does not, none of it helps. It's still going to be a nevela. And then we have and we'll explain Rabbi the shita in the Gemara. Then we have a third shita that distinguishes between shchita in chulin of a trefa bird versus malika in kachim of a trefa bird. Rabbi Yossi Omer daya k'nivlas behema, that you want to learn the din of nevelas ha'of from nevelas behema. Yeah, so let it have the status of a nevelas behema. Shchitasa metarasa v'lo malikasa. You want, there's a rule in Kal V'Chomer. Dayol abamina din lios kenidog. You want to learn from a Kal V'Chomer. So I'm trying to learn what the status of a shchita of a bird that turns out to be a trefa is. I learned it from shchita of a behema that turns out to be a trefa. Well, let me ask you, if you go to behema and you do a malika, somehow you manage to have a strong enough fingernail, you do a malika on the behema, and it turns out to be a trefa, so that behema, yes a nevela or not a nevela? Absolutely yes a nevela. So therefore malika on a bird that turns out to be a trefa should also be a nevela. So that's Rabbi Yossi Shita that distinguishes between shchita and malika. So says Gemara, that's a pretty good point that Rabbi Yossi has, that we have to use dayo. You want to learn a Kal V'Chomer, you're limited by the rule of dayo. Rav Meir lo darish dayo. What does Rav Meir not hold of dayo? Vada Dayo is derived from Psukim in the Torah. Titania, the Braisa that describes examples of the Midush HaTorah and Drash Ben, says, Midin Kal V'Chomer Ketzad. How do you have a Kal V'Chomer? So the Pasuk says by Miriam, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry at her, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, V'avio Yarok Yarak Lefaneha. Pasuk says, Halot Yikalim Shivas Yamim, that if her father would spit in her face, she'd be embarrassed for 7 days. So it's a Kal V'Chomer, that if the Ribono Shalom gets angry at her, she should be embarrassed for 7 days, she should be excommunicated for 7 days. So Kal V'Chomer, L'Shechina Arba Asar Yom. But if you're really going to say the Kal V'Chomer, L'Chora, the Shechina is much stronger than the father. So if the father is 7 days, the Shechina should have been 14 days. So why is it only 7? No, it's the principle of dayo that says that if you're going to learn a Kal V'Chomer from the father, then the limud can only be as strong as the case of the father. Amar Rabbi Yossi Baravin, Rav Meir Kra Ashkach V'Kadarish. Rav Meir, when he says that you do malika on a bird, and it turns out to be a trefa, that it is not metame b'beis ablia, he's basing himself on a pasuk. It's not really based on the Kal V'Chomer and the Memetzin, because you're right, the Kal V'Chomer comes with a limitation. It's based on a pasuk. Zos taras habehema va'of. In what way is an oaf the same as a behema and a behema similar to an oaf? They really don't have any of the same halachas. No, in the following way. Behema matam mago masa, oaf ena matam mago masa. A behema, meaning, first we're explaining why they're not the same. A behema is matam mago masa, an oaf is not matame b'mago masa. Oaf matam begadim beis ablia, behema ena matam begadim beis ablia. An oaf is matame begadim beis ablia, behema doesn't have such a din. So in what way are they the same? El lomer lecha, Ma behema dover shemachshir la achila mitar trefasa mitumasa. Just like by a behema, that which is matir to be eaten, which is shchita, will take away its nevela status. Af oaf dover shemachshir ba achila. So too by an oaf, whatever will make it kosher to eat. If it's chulin, it's shchita. If it's kachem, it's malika. Mitar trefasa mitumasa will take away its nevela status. That's Rabbi Meir. That's where Rabbi Meir gets his din. Rabbi Yehuda Maitaima. And what's the svar of Rabbi Yehuda who disagrees with Rabbi Meir and holds that a trefa bird that's shechted or that has a malika is still matam beis ablia becomes a nevela? Kra Ashkach V'Darish. He has a pasuk. Pasuk says Nevela U Trefa. So the pasuk is talking about a Nevela Softar, and it's telling me that it's Metame B'Veis Ablia. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Trefa Lomenemra. Why is Trefa? What is Trefa doing in that pasuk? It's telling me the din of a Nevela Softar being Metame B'Veis Ablia. Im Trefa Chaya. If you hold that a Trefa is Chaya, and it's not going to be Tame until it dies, because the Trefa could live, and the Torah is telling me that a Trefa Mesa is Metame in Nevela. Why do I need the Torah to tell me that? Hare Nevela Amura. It already says that in Nevela, that once it dies, so it's a Nevela. Vim Trefa Eina Chayin. If a Trefa will never survive, and therefore, as soon as you diagnose it as a Trefa, it's already dead. Harehi Bechal Nevela. It's already a Nevela. So for sure the Shechita afterwards should not be Metar Midei Nevela. Elahavi Trefa Sheshchata Shemetama. No, it's coming to tell me that a Trefa that you Shecht, even if you Shecht, and it doesn't die naturally, it's Metame Bebeis Abliya. We do not assume that the Shechita is mitayr it, because even if a trefa is chaya, so the tumas beis ablia is immediate, and the shechita is not going to be mitayr it, because the shechita is not like a mikvah that's mitayr nevela metum asa. So amar le Rav Shizvi al meata dechsev v'chelv nevela v'chelv trefa hasam nami nema im trefa chaya hare nevela amur im trefa ena chaya hare bechal nevela elahavi trefa sheshchata shechal batahar mechal. So the Gemara is going to try to reject this limud and show that chelev trefa that it says by taras chelev behema from that pasuk that trefa betumas beis ablia is not coming to be memayid an oaf from a min tame that's not metame beis ablia, meaning we're going to reject this limud of Rabbi Yehuda and show that Rabbi Yehuda has to actually derive his halacha from somewhere else. But I guess Baz Hashem will get into that tomorrow.